Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and it is time for the Carbon School District Update. Joining me in the studios this morning from Creek Fuse PTA, I've got Janelle Nelson. How are you today?
Good, Mallory. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to hear about all the fun things going on at Creek View. You guys are always doing some fun activities that involve the parents and the families of these children, and really fun things for the kids at the same time.
Oh, yeah. We love to get our families involved and parents, and yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up.
So tell me a little bit about some of the activities that are on the agenda over at Creekview.
Okay, so right now we have our Creekview Choir, who is directed by Ruth Morris, who she does a fantastic job. She's over our music program. They performed for parents on December 7th at our school, and coming up on the 19th of December, they will be doing field trips to the nursing homes and singing at all the nursing homes, which I know the nursing home people love that. And then on the afternoon of the 19th, the whole entire school of Creekview will be having a sing-along.
So many fun things. And this is such a fun time of the year where you're able to kind of implement some of the fun activities that are associated with Christmas. So like singing at the nursing home, things like that. I know that the residents of the nursing homes look forward to that, but the kids love it at the same exact time.
Yeah.
So joining me on the mic now, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Claire Nelson, and I'm 10 years old, and I go to Creekview.
You go to Creekview. Well, yeah. Claire, tell me about one of the things that's coming up that you're so excited about.
Well, there's a book fair that I always like going to because there's so many great books there, and it's also buy one, get one free, and it's on December 18th through the 20th. And yeah.
Buy one, get one free at the book fair. Oh my goodness. You know what's really cool about that is it's before Christmas. So
yeah.
Christmas gifts, buy one, get one free. You can get one for yourself and one for somebody else.
Yeah. And like everyone at my school loves reading, so it's perfect.
That is perfect. Well, we've got another guest here, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about some of the things going on at Creekview. What is your name?
My name's Bella Nelson. I'm 8. Almost 9, and I go to Creekview.
Well, Bella, tell me about what is coming up at Creekview that you're so excited about.
January the 5th, we have Moms and Muffins. January 12th, we have Dads and Donuts. January 19th, we have Grandparents and Granola. And January 26th, we have Family and Fruits.
Oh my gosh. So this is a fun thing to where family members get to come and actually eat with the kids?
Yeah, they come and eat and they read. We take like the first 30 minutes of the morning. They come at 7:30 to 8 and they grab a book from the library, hang out anywhere in the school and read with their kids.
And eat a delicious breakfast at the same
time. Breakfast, yes.
So much fun. So each day is kind of for either moms, dads, grandparents, or just family in general.
Yes.
So if you do have a student that attends Creekview Elementary, you can either contact the school office to find out what those dates are. I'm sure notes are going to be going home
yes.
at the same time. So
yes.
definitely stay updated on all the fun things happening at Creekview. Janelle, is there anything else going on?
We have coming up on January 17th and 18th, we're doing a math night for parents. I know the new math is super confusing to all of us old parents because we do it the old way. So on those nights, on the 17th, kindergarten and second grade parents can come in and they learn the new strategies. The teachers will teach them so that when you're helping your kids, you're not frustrated and confused like they are. And then on the 18th, it's third grade and fifth grade.
You know, this is such a very beneficial thing because my son is only in third grade and he comes home and I have no clue.
You want to pull your hair out. Huh?
Yeah, I have no clue how to help him. And neither does my husband. And my husband is so good at math. So when it comes to these new strategies and the new techniques that these kids are learning, I definitely need to be taught at the same time. And, you know, my son loves to teach me.
Oh, nice.
He thinks it's the coolest thing that he knows something his mom
that
doesn't.
You don't know.
And
exactly.
He's like, Mom, no. You're not doing that right. Let me show you. So it's really great for the parents to be able to kind of go and get an idea of what is being taught and then be able to in turn help your children when they ask
yes.
because that's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
And I can't do that right now. So you got to go to these courses. All right. Well, Janelle, thanks so much for coming in. Do you have anything else?
One more thing. Our January is super busy. We have our science fair coming up on January 25th. All students in the second and fifth grade are encouraged to participate, and information will be coming home from the teachers before Christmas, so you can work all Christmas break on your science project.
You know, that's the goal.
Yes.
To work on it throughout the entire break. Yes. When you're my family, it's 2 days before you go back to school, and you're like, oh, whew, we haven't even started it.
Yes.
Let's get it done.
Yes, that's how everything is.
We try, but this is a very, very busy time of the year.
Yes.
So the last thing on your mind when the kids come home from school is school stuff.
Yes.
So try to make that your New Year's resolution to do it before they go back to school. Very good call. Well, Janelle, as always, it's a pleasure to get you into the studios to kind of give us an update on what is going on at Creekview Elementary. And for those parents, you guys have a Facebook page and you're constantly sending home calendars and notes to keep everyone updated.
Yep, we do that all the time. We always have our Facebook page, Creekview Happenings, updated. And our awesome secretary, Shelley Bird, is always sending calls home and calling people. And
definitely a very great school to attend. Make sure to keep it right here, because every single week we have an update from a different school in the Carbon County School District, whether that's administration or teachers or even students. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.